dish. So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
All right. The teacher's lounge hosts reading copy for Hamilton fundraiser radio advertisement. Take one. 30-second spot.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a grocery store, and they immediately say, no shoes, no shirt, get out of here.
Get out of here.
What did you do, Bill?
Oh, I was just adding in, like, layers.
Hype manning.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, like, I didn't know if we were going to record layers.
Cut.
Yeah, like,
do we
cut
have to
it.
Say do cut? Do we say cut to you?
Or we just get a one long take and you'll deal with it afterwards.
Okay,
Todd,
visual responses and no verbal. Okay.
Todd, you're in the plexiglass.
Huh?
Can you hear us? You don't have to. You hear us in the plexiglass.
Okay.
Booth.
Okay, I'm pushing the button now. I was pushing the wrong button.
It just rolled down. The window rolled down. You push the button.
You can hear me. Can you see me now?
Yeah.
Now we can hear you. We can't see you.
This thing is very soundproof that you made.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Why don't you put the person who's actually recording the audio in there?
And you come in here.
And you've boxed yourself in as the engineer.
Yeah. Where's the door? You really did box yourself in.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go. If I'm speaking, I'm going to have to roll the window down, come in and say my line, and then pop back over to the engineer.
I don't know if you're in that box, if you're a better engineer or like something you'd see at a circus, like a little small man. A little small man in the box.
Yeah, you look like you make predictions or something. Yeah. Well, let's do another take. Let's do another take.
All right.
They're counting on us to make this happen.
Todd Padre.
What's the vibe we're going for? Like, what exactly are we trying to get across in the 30
seconds?
Eyes,
butts, and seats.
My quick thought is this is a fundraiser. It's a book fair, and it's a fundraiser for the school. So I don't know how much going to a supermarket and being told that you have to have shoes
on. Has this ever happened to you? Might not have been the right lead-in. I think you're right.
Well, that's a good note.
What we need is productive notes.
Yes, I mean, I love the familiarity of has this ever happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
It makes me look at the TV.
Do you think the single word familiarity is two words, familiarity?
Well, what if I just take another stab at the intro?
All right.
Arity.
Put some stank on it?
Put some stank on this.
I'm going to stank it up when you tell us the take. I'll stank it up now.
Both stank.
This is the teachers coming in with a little ad copy for Hamilton fundraiser. Take two. And
is the slate going to be in the commercial? Because you're like performing it.
You ever been here? You walk into your local market and everybody says, where's the shirt? And get a little Foley here.
Sorry. And the window's all the way up. Keep going.
Sorry, it's just confusing. There's too many moving pieces. When I'm talking in the booth, I need silence and darkness.
Okay? Right.
It needs to be pitch black and pitch silent, and I can't have moving windows. I can't have someone doing a leapfrog over the recording equipment to get in through the window before it closes. I need it pitch black, pitch dark, and no smells.
Yeah. Todd, don't leapfrog over my back. You hurt my damn back.
Yeah, you put Bill's forehead on the table and then leapfrogged over his back.
How did I end up on the inside of your shirt? Did the shirt flap get caught as I was coming into the leapfrog?
My head got caught. You almost ripped my back out. Damn.
Yeah, he leapfrogged you into another room, and you ended up in the same tee.
Yeah, don't kick me so hard out of your exhaust. You know? You fucking flung me out into the damn front office.
Okay, well, this isn't going good yet, but all we need is 30 seconds, right?
We can keep rolling on this. We can keep rolling on this.
And we need to let them know, like Sam is telling them, you can come with no shoes or shirt. I think that's... that's important.
Okay, that's a good note. Maybe we just get that note out a little quicker because it's 30 seconds and we need all the information
Try to start with how wear anything.
Here we go. Okay.
The teachers advertise the teachers and cut and rolling again.
Ow!
I don't think you have to say cut. You can just start over, Todd.
And you smash me. Let me get solid before you hop over me.
Teachers intro and cut. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead,
I got it this time. Oh. Teachers intro for advertisement for fundraiser. Take five.
You're here. You're nude, and it's fine. Now, what are you going to do with your dollars? Are you going to spend them on bread? Are you going to spend them on greens? The question is, spend them on the high school.
Cut.
Okay, now what do we think?
Send it off.
Was that 30?
I loved the timing, and it was only 11 seconds.
Huh?
I had never heard bread and greens.
Yeah,
that was an awesome part of it.
Thank you, yeah. What?
Okay, so that was 11 seconds. Yeah. We didn't get out a ton of the information we needed. And Bill and Howard, you guys can chime in also there for the rest of the info we have.
I thought I was just kind of introing. We'd do a bit of a popcorn. I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
How about this? You take since you got about 11 seconds worth of information out of you in your part, Sam, I'll take the next 10. And then, Bill, you can round us out with the 9 at the end.
I don't know how to splice.
We'll
so we
do
gotta
it live.
Do this all in one take.
We'll do it live. Don't you
I
worry.
Love it live.
I'll be jumping right in on Sam's toes. Bill will jump in right on my toes,
don't
and it'll
step
be
on.
Great.
I'll be I jumping over worry. Bill's back.
Yes. Good.
Teacher's Lounge Podcast. Teacher's Lounge Podcast recording ad copy for Hamilton High School fundraiser. Take 6. Action.
You've arrived. You're nude. It's fine. Where are you going to spend your money? The bread aisle? Or will you buy greens?
I don't know. It's a tough call because you need so much food because you eat so much. And so you spend a lot of time in the grocery store thinking about what you want to eat, and you end up with just pasta.
You didn't get breads. You didn't get greens. You're walking around nude with pasta.
Come to the fundraiser.
Book there. Get a book.
Well, how do you do?
All right. And that's a cut.
Too much about groceries?
Time?
How do we do on time?
Unfortunately.
They said it has to be exactly 30 and they won't accept more or less.
Book fair came in at 35.
Okay.
Damn.
So what about groceries?
Come to the fundraiser.
About 33.
Okay.
So
did we get bread and greens and pasta in there?
We did get bread and greens and somehow leaving the grocery store with only pasta.
Good. Because we want this to be first, relatable.
Yeah,
second,
relatable.
Informative.
Right.
I don't know about you guys, but I've never left the grocery store with anything but pasta.
You have to go to the bread and the greens aisle.
I don't know. Honestly, I think I'm just drawn to the... To the pasta aisle because it's cheap and it lasts a long time. It doesn't go bad.
Why don't we take another hot hit and we'll see if we get it.
Let's take another hot hit. Do we need to mention books?
Here.
I think we're going to find it if we just keep swinging.
I think as far as relatability, we're there. We just got to speed it up a little.
Okay, I'll go faster.
Okay. Great.
Speed it up a little. Keep it relatable like you're doing and make sure we get to books.
All right.
Yeah. The teachers of the teacher. Whoops, I leapfrogged too early.
Well, you got to get into the booth. Just let me get sturdy.
Get sturdy, Bill.
Get sturdy, Bill.
I'm trying to get locked down in my lower body. All right, here we go. I'm sturdy.
Teacher's Lounge, advertisement for fundraiser at Hamilton High School, take 7. We're rolling, and this is the keeper.
You're here, you're nude, and it's fine. Will you go to the bread aisle, or will you buy greens? What are you going to do with this money? I think you should bring it to the school.
Yes, and you should also bring the pasta that you buy. Fusilli, spaghetti, lasagna noodle, elbow macaroni, shells, bow ties. Mmm, tasty.
Greens, bread. Every pasta you want, right here at the book fair.
And cut. Okay, Bill, fellas.
Bill, yeah, hang on, Bill. Let me just get your mouth here real quick. You got what? A little bit of what can only be described as insides on your mouth.
Oh, damn. Damn, I puked up my stummy.
You've just been squeezed out a little bit like one of those pooping pigs.
Oh, yeah. Push me back in.
There you go. There you go.
All right, what do we think, Todd?
Well, I'll start with the positive note.
Good.
Relatability?
Relatability.
People will get it. That's good.
I love when you mention all the pastas, Howard.
We're really everyone in pasta. Feel silly? All the pastas, they were great.
Wait, did I say feel silly?
That's what I heard, but it familiar might be.
I'm sorry, but I got to get one of my own creative notes out there. I feel like I went really fast.
Where'd you get that scarf?
Because beautiful. I feel like I went really fast to allow new information, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And then Howard editorialized with all his pastas.
Okay.
And we didn't actually get He's to so why down. I went fast.
I know. I'm sorry. I got carried away because I got excited about all the pastas I was listing.
So that's a good note, yeah. Sam. And I just want to remind you guys as we're doing this, we're doing all the pastas and greens and stuff for relatability. None of these things are available at the book fair, so we can't promise that.
Right. Okay. We cannot promise. Okay.
Yeah, of course, I'm starting as a metaphor.
Yeah.
Let's do it again. The store is a metaphor.
Let's do it again. We'll make it clear this time, Todd.
All right.
Putting on my glasses.
Teacher's Lounge hosts at radio ad copy for Hamilton High School Book Fair. Take 8. Action.
You're here, you're naked, and it's no problem. You look at the bread aisle, you pass. You look at the green aisle, you don't know what to do.
You look at the pasta aisle, you say, these aren't books, I need to get books. But while I'm here, I'll get some fusilli, and I'll get some lasagna noodle, angel hair, regular spaghetti.
Yeah, that seems fair. I'm sorry, I didn't think I was going to get another turn. Book fair, it seems fair like the book fair. Come down to the Hamilton Book Fair and spend your greenbacks.
And don't forget to bring your greens. Bring your greens, bring your bread, bring your fusilli, bring your macaroni, bring it all to the book fair. 1-800 Pep Boys.
Okay, now that had to be 30.
Hi. All right, cut. So we ran up over a minute there.
Yeah.
Really? I thought that was fast.
Really.
Some positives. You know, I'm going to start on the negatives this time.
Okay.
Ouch.
Sam, we don't need to break the fourth wall and let the audience know that we didn't realize we'd get a chance to speak again.
Well, I got to admit, I got nervous, and that's my fault. Yep.
1-800-PET-BOYS.
I'll take your note.
We fought hard to get 1-800-PET-BOYS for the book fair number, but apparently it's taken, so that is
Damn
not
it.
The number.
What is that? Because it's not for Pet Boys either, right? It's for another company?
No.
Pet Boys couldn't get it.
It's to get cheerleader gigolos.
Pep Boys.
Oh.
Pep Boys. Peppy Boys.
Oh, okay.
So it's you pay for sex with male cheerleaders?
Yeah, or they have to dance first at a game. Are you calling 1-800 Pep Boys? We're in the middle of a recording, Bill.
Nope.
1-800 Pet Boys.
Hi.
What sort of lube would you like today?
Bill, right in the middle of the session?
Hi, I'm just a guy who likes bread and greens and pasta. Looking for a friend.
Record it.
Teacher's recording advertisement for Hamilton Book Fair fundraiser take 9.
U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi if you need to come to the book fair this weekend.
You look at the bread aisle, you look at the green aisle, you don't know what to do. What would you do if you had all the money? I'd take it to the book fair store.
Dry pasta.
All right, sir, where would you like us to send the...
Yeah?
Where would you like us to send the
Pet Boys?
Pet Boys.
Just send them to my house.
Much more specific.
RV park.
You're just gonna have to be much
it's
more
the RV park on 67. Back
the
park.
Abandoned one.
Yes, back of the park.
You mean the RV dump?
the old RV they used in Breaking Bad. One of those. They dumped it, and I live in it.
All right. You got it, sir.
Send the cheerleader process.
Uncut. Okay. I think we
cut 30?
I think we went to 2 minutes there, it's looking like. The first half is an ad for Pep Boys that Bill made up on the spot. Then we chimed in with some of the grocery stuff and pastas, and then went back to his order from Pep Boys. My worry here is we're not doing anything that they're asking for us. Maybe should we read the written copy they gave us and maybe just riff on it once?
Okay. Yeah, let's get one to script.
Because the students gave us the copy. It's pretty
The students wrote the copy.
I never liked their crap ideas, but we should do one of theirs just so they know we listen.
Okay.
This is the teachers doing ad copy for the fundraiser. Take 10. Action.
The school is struggling. We don't have what we need. And the teachers are taking up all the resources, and we need some passed to the kids.
And so the kids here have taken matters into their own hands. No longer will we be looking to adults to make our futures brighter.
They've spent all the money on bread and greens and pasta, and we need to refill our reserves. So we're having a book fair this weekend.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think we got it. What is this shit?
I feel
even
really proud of that one, to be honest.
It makes no sense.
No one's going to be able to relate to that one.
No way.
Yeah, I mean, true.
They mention bread and greens and pasta, but not the act of trying to buy them and how hard it is.
And that you can show up nude.
Yeah. You have to. The bread and greens and pasta are so important.
We can't let that be the copy. Let's do it one more time.
If I hear this one, I think I have to show up in a tuxedo or something.
Now we've actually heard out loud what they wrote. Let's take what they wrote and actually let's do our own version.
Yeah,
let's just do one last one. We'll do one last one. 30 seconds. It's their copy, riffed, and it's gonna be perfect.
And can we all make the promise that this is the one no matter what happens?
This is the one.
Yes.
Shake on it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Shake on it.
And now, what are the parameters again?
We're just doing the copy. We're riffing on their copy.
Okay we're looking at the copy, and then we're riffing off of it.
Yeah.
Riff.
Teacher's Lounge. Hosts doing ad copy for radio for the Hamilton High School fundraiser. Take 11. Action.
Listen, guys. The kids are in need, so we're having a book fair. You can show up nude or with money.
Yeah. And then make sure with whatever money you have left from when you went to the grocery store, you spend a little bit on books instead of, I don't know, pasta.
We know it's a tough decision between breads and greens.
Pep Boys.
Hi. It's BC. It's under the name BC. Just the regular.
Right in the middle of the session.
Are you?
So we said this was our last one.
We have to use this one. We made a promise to ourselves.
This is the ad.
Yeah, we've got you down for the humiliation.
Yeah, the stomp routine on my body.
All right, what are you doing? Calling to confirm you ordered it 2 minutes ago.
Okay, yeah. Do you know where I am?
Right now or later?
Or where to meet?
Yeah, next to the dirty underwear from Breaking Bad.
Dirty underwear.
Yeah, my second,
which
my
conveniently
home.
Is also the location of the Hamilton High School Book Fair.
And
so come on down and bring your cash. Don't look into the windows of the RV and come nude.
Sorry, Bill. We can't send anyone there. Everyone that works for us has said that it's too sad to go to your place.
Well, you're going to my vacation home, the dirty Walt's dirty underwear.
And cut.
Awesome.
All right.
That
we got
felt
it.
Good.
It's got to be good enough.
That was 30.
Here, maybe 30. What if we just like take all of them and cut them together?
Yeah,
or you know, I another one.
I don't know how to cut them together, well, but I'll put them all on top of each other.
What about this? What if we do one that's 30, but we all have to talk the whole 30 seconds?
Well, if you layer them, Todd, it'll all be there on top. Just layer them all in
I'll
post.
Layer them all, but let's add to that layer Sam Supercut where we're all talking at once.
So we'll do one more take where we're all talking for 30 seconds.
And let's not try to talk over each other, but let's talk at the same time.
Same time, but not over each other. Be respectful.
Hamilton. So give and take, but at the same time.
Teacher's Lounge, Hamilton High School, advertisement, book fair, take 12. And action.
Lasagna.
Listen,
roll.
You've showed up to the grocery baguette store and you're saying, that's fine. But you want to know what
guys, I'm stuck on the window. Finale. Guys, the window's coming up and I'm stuck on the middle. Guys, it's closing on me. It's splitting me in half. The window's splitting me in half. The window is splitting me in half.
Bring your deep fried food to Hamilton.
Alfredo.
Mike Ehrman Trout.
I mean, that's my.
To come get a book from Mike Ehrman Trout.
Mike Ehrman Trout's old car.
Ehrman Trout pasta.
All right, release it.
Release it.
This is the teachers coming in with a little ad copy for Hamilton Fundraiser.
You're here, you're nude, and it's fine. Will you go to the bread aisle or will you buy greens? What are you going to do with this money? I think you should bring it to the school.
Yes, and you should also bring the pasta that you buy. Fusilli, spaghetti, lasagna noodle.
You didn't get breads. You didn't get greens. You're walking around nude with pasta.
Come to the fundraiser.
Elbow macaroni. Shells. Regular spaghetti.
Yeah, that seems fair. I'm sorry. I didn't think I was going to get another turn. Book fair. It seems fair like the book fair.
U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi.
Ourselves.
This is the ad.
Ehrman Trout Pasta.
Listen, guys. The kids are in need, so we're having a book fair. You can show up nude or with money. We know it's a tough decision between breads and greens.
Greens. Bread. Every pasta you want. Right here at the book fair. 1-800-PEP-BOYS.
And cut.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. You gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the producer for the Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traila for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T-music.com. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.